Round three, the regional high school football playoffs on a Saturday afternoon. Great to have you with us on 970 WKHM 101.5 FM. We're at the 50-yard line here at Lumen Christi, Jim Crowley Athletic Complex here, getting set for the Titans hosting the Pirates of Napoleon. GOC Tom Ranchford and Josh Ankrel with you. And Tom, this is truly a David and Goliath matchup. You've got Lumen Christi with tremendous playoff history. You have Napoleon with very limited playoff history.
Yeah, they really do, Greg. By the way, good afternoon, everybody. Yeah, Napoleon is making their second regional appearance since 1994 when Don Baxter had the Pirates in the they won the pre-regional and went over, and I think they got smoked by Montrose that afternoon over in Flint. But that's been it. They've got four total playoff wins in their school's history. Don had a couple back in 94, and then in 2000 against Addison, and then the only other two wins that they've ever had were the past 2 weeks when they beat Michigan Center 25-24, and they beat Grass Lake 42-21 last week to win the district. So they're in the regional, and then you look at down the corridors of time, Lumen Christi, Herb Brogan's record alone is 58-17 in the playoffs.
Not bad.
58-17. Jim Crowley was 6-0, and he won two state titles. Herb has won six state championships, and he's lost three games at Ford Field. So he's been to the finals nine times. So you have an enormous history in the playoffs for Lumen Christi, and that is accentuated by their fan support. This place is jammed. There's people everywhere. You called it David and Goliath. I like to say this is like a slice of Americana. It is a gorgeous, beautiful, bright blue, sunshiny day. The place, it's just a gorgeous place to play a game. It's a great, clean, fair surface. It's probably the best place Napoleon has ever played a football game. And hopefully it'll be a good one this afternoon.
Beautiful setting, no doubt about it, as both teams come in at 9-2. Napoleon lost their first two games of the year, and they were struggling, and they won nine straight. And Lumen lost two of their first three.
Well, and they both ended up being conference co-champs. Napoleon are co-champs of the Cascades Conference with Grass Lake. Lumen Christi is, they became co-champs with Battle Creek, Harper Creek. So they both stumbled early against the teams that they're tied with in the conference, but they persevered and both come into this game with records of 9-2.
Let's take a couple-minute break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Napoleon coach Scott Ash here on the pregame as we head to Lumen Christi, Napoleon. Round three of the playoffs, winner into the Final Four, Division Six, on WKHM, Jackson's Newstalk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Home, the dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
We gotta hurry. They're gonna be here soon.
Relax. I got it.
Don't tell me to relax. My family's gonna be here for the entire week, and we're not ready. We still need things.
All right. Kelly Express Mart is right there. They've got everything we need, including Aunt Linda's skim milk for her coffee. And I'll get a couple of pizzas for dinner tonight.
Got relatives coming over for the holidays? Kelly Express Mart will get you ready. Your one-stop shop, quick and easy, and friendly, excellent customer service. Kelly Express Mart. Everywhere you need us to be.
When you think business technology, think AOS. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. American Office Solutions offers superior office equipment and services, allowing your business to strive and run the way it should. From copiers and printers to web design, IT services, and document management solutions, AOS is your one-stop source for everything business technology. American Office Solutions. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. Online at getaos.com.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good. Congratulations. Great year.
Hey, thanks, man. We're really excited about it.
Okay, you start out, you lose your first two. You're pretty competitive in those games, but what are you thinking?
About that time, I can't repeat on air what I was thinking. it was a pretty dark time for me, and the kids at that time. But, we made a few adjustments, and the kids bought in and to what we're doing, and that's been a positive for us and the community.
Because you then you play a pretty good Michigan Center team, and you beat them, and then you haven't lost since.
Yeah, we've been on a roll, knock on wood. Center's well coached and always a good rivalry with us. And, we battled them. We had some things go our way. The ball bounced our way a few times and helped us out a little bit. And that just started a streak for us. And the kids have responded well, been working hard. And, we're excited where we're at.
Huge win, of course, last week against Grass Lake. They're the perennial kingpins of the Cascades, Scott. So.
Yes.
Great feather for your kids.
Yeah, it was a game we were looking forward to. We said if there were two games we wanted to replay, it would have been Grass Lake and Columbia Central, two big rivals. And, Grass Lake kids battled. It was just a good, solid football game both ways. Their kids played hard. Our kids played hard. They're well coached. They're a great program. And, our kids just rose to the occasion that night.
What kids have stepped up for you, Scott?
I'll tell you what they all have. All the way down to our scout team kids have been giving us a great look in practice. Defensively, we've really stepped up with Chad Carpenter at linebacker, Jake Strinsky at outside linebacker, Dewey Stowe at nose man. I can give you 100 names. Darren Hampton at free safety. These kids have just done a great job for us. And, all the way down to Sammy Hunt. Working scout team, we always put him as the best kid on the other team on the scout team, and he gives us a great look. So it's been a total team effort.
Well, I don't know if it's a record, but probably the most points Napoleon team has scored maybe forever, but certainly in a long time.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I'll be honest with you, man, I'm not looking at anything but what we have in front of us. I haven't looked back. I haven't read the paper. I haven't done any of that. It's just been, get to work and get ready for the next game. And, we'll take a look at all that stuff when the season's over.
You pinch yourself, though, Scott, when you're in the final eight.
I know, man. It's exciting. I can't believe it. It's every morning. I don't sleep real well at night anyway, and this just sure the heck hasn't helped it. But it's been exciting, man. Sometimes you just got to wake up and take a deep breath and say, I can't believe where we're at. But and on the same hand, I know the kids deserve where we're at because they've worked hard.
I don't know if you were over in Schoolcraft, but you probably got an eyeful.
I did. I went over and watched the game, and I said, holy cow, there are some two big, giant teams there, very talented teams. I think the best team won that day. Lumen, much more disciplined. And beat a real good Schoolcraft team. They just had all the tools Schoolcraft did, but I think their lack of discipline cost them the game. And I think experienced coaching staff and the discipline of Lumen pulled them through.
What's going to be the key for you guys?
Well, he stopped that run game. He's one of the best tailbacks I've seen in 20 years, man. He's a talented kid. That Bolt Bell's a great. He looks like a great athlete. Looks like he does everything the right way. Very disciplined offensive line, defensive line. And they're typical Lumen Christie team. They're well coached and, like I said, well disciplined. So for us,
with
we're going to have to be very disciplined in what we
sports,
do.
I'm John Clausen. The San Antonio Spurs snapped a three-game home losing streak last night with a 96-86 victory over Detroit.
It's an
but Coach
time.
Greg Popovich was the story with his
Friday
comments
night,
before the game.
To,
highly
be
critical.
On a Saturday afternoon, the weather's supposed to be great. And, they've got a beautiful field over there, so we're really looking forward to it.
Big opportunity, isn't it?
It is, man, and that's what I tell our kids, man. As athletes and as men, all you can ask for is an opportunity. What you make of that opportunity is up to you, and we're excited for the opportunity to be here.
Scott, appreciate the visit. Great year. Congratulations.
Hey, man, thanks for all you do for high school sports, Greg. Have a great day.
We'll see you Saturday.
You got it, brother. I'll be there.
Scott Ash.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Larry Mazurek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Yeah, welcome back to Lumen Christi. Just prior to our kickoff, Titan Band with the national anthem. So we're just about set to go here. Titans, Pirates, who would have thought this matchup would occur, Tom?
Well, I think when the districts were drawn up, everybody kind of penciled Grass Lake in out of that district. And the fact that Napoleon were able to beat both Michigan Center and Grass Lake to get here and be the district champs was somewhat of an upset, even though they've been playing well. As you mentioned, they have won 9 in a row. And then in Lumen Christi's district, which only came about because Quincy didn't make it as an additional qualifier, if Quincy's in, Quincy's with Schoolcraft, Constantina, Water, Valete, and this game was probably played last week. So you've got all kinds of different scenarios, but let's face it, Napoleon is playing real good, and I can't imagine anybody playing better than Lumen Christi's played the last 2 weeks in the pre-district and the district championship.
Tom, you got a guard for a letdown if
yes.
you're Lumen.
Well, because of the emotion of the past 2 weeks by Lumen Christie, we saw both of them. We did the Water Valley game. They won easily. It was 55-28, but it was 41-6 at one point. And the other one, you know, last week, that 38-37-34 overtime win against Schoolcraft took some out of you mentally, but I think it did physically too, because the kids were a little bit nicked up. And hey, Napoleon's got the same thing, because they just had an enormous 2 weeks. Actually, they had an enormous 9 straight weeks to get here, but those two playoff wins, that one-point nipping of Michigan Center, and then last week's huge 21-point win over Grass Lake at Grass Lake, really, there could be a possible letdown there for the Pirates of Grass Lake as well. But that might be taken care of here, as this scene is unbelievable. Jim Crowley Memorial Field has people everywhere. They're lined around the field. There's nowhere to sit, and it's going to live up to it. Napoleon, by the way, did win the toss, and they elected to receive.
So the Titans kicking off. Abe Johnson, big hero last week with the game winner, kicks it deep, and this will be run back by Witherspoon at the 10-15. Couple stiff arms, and he's dragged way out of bounds. Did not get back to the 20-yard line.
Joe Barrett and I think Sam Meisner made the tackle, and it was Ethan Witherspoon, the younger of the two Witherspoon brothers. Ethan's only a sophomore.
Well, he's got a different jersey on. That's why.
21, right? Ethan Witherspoon?
I thought that was 24. But we'll figure it out. First down, Napoleon. They put it right at the 16-yard line. Chadwell runs an option. Turn the corner into the secondary. Out near a first down is Duncan Wilson.
And Luke Stanton kind of pushed him out of bounds there. A little flash fake to the fullback.
Nice. Got about five.
Yeah, nice little play for the beginning series for Napoleon and head coach Scott Ash.
Up front, Cody Ebersole, Lyle Blando, Nick Ash, Zach Hammond, Ian Leonard up front. Tight end is Hunter Vincent. The quarterback is Jake Chadwell. Try to turn that corner. Look out here. Lumen came up, Kareem Harris and company.
And Nick Thomas was with him. And boy, you try to run wide on Lumen Christie after all of the speed that they've played against all season. It isn't probably going to be there. I'm thinking Napoleon's best bet might be up the gut.
Third down and 8.
Yeah, loss of yardage on that play. Good job again by Kareem Harris and Nick Thomas.
Lumen's defense, Grant Smith, Dayton Keller, Brogan Sullivan, Cam White, Alex Lasky, Kyle Minder, Willis Stanton, Thomas Lathers in the secondary. Third down and 8, Napoleon. Chadwell out of the shotgun. Rolls a man in motion, and he keeps it. Tries to get outside, and he's going to be hit. Thomas came up again from the secondary to make the play for Lumen.
Napoleon faked twice to the right, and then Chadwell goes back to the left, and there was nowhere for him to go. So maybe a gain of a yard or two sets up 4th and 6. And boy, we've seen Lumen Christie do this quite a bit the past during this playoff run, where they wrestle the game right away from you in a hurry. Garrett Wiley back to kick, Greg, for Napoleon.
High snap, gets the kick away, a low kick, and that's not going to go very far. Doesn't hit midfield. 48-yard line for Lumen.
So a good defensive start for the Titans of Lumen Christie as they stymie Napoleon on their first offensive series. Not a real good punt, doesn't even get to midfield. Titans take over 1st and 10 from the Pirate 48.
And Tom, their top running back, Greg Witherspoon, doesn't touch the ball in the first series. Surprise. Lumen Christie, of course, with Trey Kucha, the quarterback.
I don't know what that signal is, but they're bringing it.
Wow, a 15-yard penalty on Napoleon.
Was it a first? You know what it was? It was a first touching back there. It's not a penalty. It's it was that first touching. So the Titans are going to get the ball at the 33-yard line of Napoleon. You know, it was a low kick, and it kind of – it must have bounced off somebody. It was first touching, according to Greg Putra.
33-yard line. Kucha, Bo Bell. And he is dragged down. Good defensive play.
Yeah, great defensive play there by Jacob Skrinsky. And
Ethan Weatherspoon,
the sophomore.
Good job there on Bo Bell. Bell got two, and I don't know how he got that many.
Yeah, that was Skrzynski. I mispronounced one of the names I shouldn't mispronounce.
They go to Bell. He sweeps, got a block, gets outside. First down, 20-15, 10-5, touchdown, Bo Bell. Second play of the game, Bo Bell scampers about 31 yards. For a Lumen Christie touchdown, and I don't know if anybody touched him.
Yeah, that was a little bit too easy off the right side. 9:31 to go in the first quarter. Second play of the game for Lumen Christie, and Bell untouched 31 yards for the score. 6-0 Titans waiting the PAT by Abe Johnson out of the snap of TJ McCulley and the hold of Troy Kucha.
Nothing fancy about the play. It was just a pitch to Bell. Kick by Johnson is up and good. Early here, 7-0 Lumen Christie. We're back in 30 seconds on 970 and 101.5 FM.
At the 145 Family Restaurant at I-94 and Sargent Road, they know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's why they serve it anytime at the 145 Family Restaurant. Frankly, what's breakfast without a slice of some of the 145's famous pie? The 145 Family Restaurant would like to wish all teams the best of luck in the postseason. The 145 Family Restaurant. Great pie, great breakfast, great food. I-94 and Sargent Road.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, the Titans strike early, 31-yard scamper by Bo Bell. He gained 2 yards on first down to the left. They pitch to the right with that pull-man lead blocker. Kyle Minder gets a big block, and Bell untouched. Here's Weatherspoon on the run back, and he's going to go down inside the 15-yard line. Excellent coverage by Lumen on the kick team, where they, let's face it, they had some trouble last week against Schoolcraft. Kareem Harris was there with Jarrett Bolt for the Titans. Napoleon, 15-yard line, first down.
I know it's only a few plays into the game, but the speed of Lumen Christie just looks much superior to Napoleon.
Chadwell under center. Looked like the fullback jumped a little bit. No whistle, and Weatherspoon is out. Pretty good run out to about the 19-yard line.
And that was Greg Weatherspoon on that one, the older one, the more accomplished running back. That was his younger brother, Ethan, that had the two kick returns. So the first carry of the afternoon for Greg Weatherspoon.
And Greg, the senior, has it out to the 19-yard line. It'll be second down. Long six here for the Pirates. Chadwell hands it right back to Weatherspoon. He's hit in the backfield. Kareem Harris in the backfield for Lumen.
Kareem Harris, Greg, unblocked off the left edge. I think Joe Williams knew that was coming, and he sent his force man, Harris, right there, unblocked, and he drops Weatherspoon. And, man, this sets up something Napoleon's ill-prepared for. This is third and 12 from deep in their own territory.
Sent Connor Bammer out to the left. doubles out here on the right with Ethan Weatherspoon. They're back to throw it down the middle, almost intercepted by Dayton Keller. He knocked it down at the line of scrimmage, and he almost picked it.
Cameron White with good pressure from the right, and Grant Smith with good pressure from the left. Dayton Keller was simply the drop man in the hook zone right in the middle of the field, and that pass really could have been intercepted by Dayton Keller. Fourth down and 12, Napoleon kicking out of their own end zone.
Chadwell kicks from about the beautiful kick from the one-yard line. Hits at the 42 and bounces back to the 38-yard line. Lumen in golden scoring territory again.
Yeah, again, after the Lumen Christie. You know, the offense is going to get a lot of praise, but the defense sets this up because they got a short field on the first touchdown drive of 33 yards and another short field after the punt. The Titans take over first and 10 at the Napoleon 37. Titans do lead 7-0, 8:03 to go in the first quarter.
Here's Mender up the middle. Big Kyle Mender driving down to the almost the 30-yard line, and he carried tacklers. He is a horse.
Well, he's a good football player, and he runs, again, hard right up the gut. He plays good defense. If it's possible, he could be the unsung hero of this group. Even though he gets much of the praise, you don't win all of these games without a good, hard-hitting fullback.
Mender out, Stanton out, Meisner in. And two tight ends. Bo Bell slips up the middle. There he goes. Touchdown, Lumen. 30-yard touchdown, Bo Bell. Wow. And just like that, it's 13-0, Lumen Christie. Bell is amazing there at the line, Tom. There's so many people there. And he just, how did he slip through?
Well, we watched, and you had talked to the coaches, Napoleon is going to bring eight men in the box. And, you know, when you do that, you don't have a safety and there's nobody to stop him. Again, good job up front by that nice offensive line. Ben Pelletier, Austin Maynard, Zach Irwin, Noah Morris, Keegan Smith. And they just punched a nice hole, and I don't think that was much more than an isolation play at the sixth
straight
hole.
Yeah.
And Bell almost went untouched, 31 yards for the score. For the second time, Abe Johnson converts the PAT. It was 7:20 to go in the first. It's Lumen Christie 14, Napoleon nothing.
Quick break, 30 break, right back on WKHM.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com. To learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here is Weatherspoon on the kickoff run back. This time out over the 20, hit hard, 23-yard line. Jeremy Bradley, Nick Thomas. On the stop defensively for Lumen.
That's the second tackle Bradley's made on the last two kickoffs. Good job by those kids. Nice to see the special teams get involved.
And Napoleon already down 14-0 here. And again, they start pretty deep, about the 22-yard line. Chadwell throws it out here in the flat. It's caught. And down the sideline, good job there by Duncan Wilson. Got up the sideline for some pretty good yardage. Wilson's quick, and he nice beat the Lumen defender to the sideline.
Yep, just take.
Boy, they're going to mark him out, though, way back at the 28, so it's a pickup of five.
Not a bad play on first down for the Pirates. Maybe a little room to operate now, so they're not set with third and long.
tight eye formation. Kind of a delay to Weatherspoon. He's got running room. He's close to a first down, about a yard shy.
Left guard, left tackle, both pulled and led, and that's always a nice play by that nice offensive front for the Pirates.
Ebersol, Blando, Ash, Hammond, Leonard. They had a nice hole there, and it's third down, about a half yard
in
here.
A pretty good group of offensive linemen.
They pitch to Weatherspoon. Can he get outside? He does for a first down. Drives out to the 38-yard line before he's knocked down by Grant Smith.
Yeah, Grant Smith's first, I think, tackle of the afternoon.
And Luke Stanton.
Good job there by Napoleon to get that first down that they so much needed. There are 6 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Lumen Christie leads 14-0.
Lumen going with a smaller front. They've got Keller out and Ethan Miller in. They go back to Weatherspoon. Tripped up at the line. Falls forward. He has 5 yards.
Probably tripped up by Kyle Minder on the inside.
Yeah, Minder got a piece of him, but Weatherspoon was able to move forward, push forward, and got 5 yards to the 43-yard line, where it will be second down and 5 on this beautiful Saturday afternoon on Spring Arbor Road. Titans up 14-0 here early. Second and 5, Jake Chadwell, the senior quarterback. Going to fire it out here in the flat. It's caught. Lumen misses a tackle. And that's Weatherspoon. He's close to a first down.
Willis and I think Lathers both missed tackles. And it's right in front of the Napoleon bench and their very enormous crowd of people over on that far sideline.
They threw a flag also. Probably a late hit on Lumen.
You know, if Willis just makes the tackle back, it's probably a loss of 1.
First of all, get the Titans. It'll be a 15-yarder. First and 10 for Napoleon.
So Napoleon gets a big 15 yards free all the way down to the Lumen 38-yard line. Titans have ran 4 plays here. And they lead 14-0. Bell went 2 yards and then 31 and 2 yards and 30. As the clock runs here in the first, 14-0. And quarterback Capity was going to hand it to Weatherspoon. He pulled it out, tried to keep it, and he got smoked at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he tried to run the bell, and he was tackled by a whole host. Lasky.
Brogan Sullivan.
Yeah, Brogan Sullivan there. And, man, that was rough going. Number 71, Ethan Miller, also down there in the bottom of the pile for the Titans.
37-yard line will give him a yard. As Chadwell, this time in the shotgun, they've gone under center. Chadwell back to throw. There's a little stop pass out here caught. 35, 30. That looks like a first down for the Pirates. They fired out to the sophomore, Ethan Weatherspoon. And he got down the sideline. Good quickness, Tom.
Yeah, again, Bobby Willis kind of missed the tackle there. Kareem Harris dragged him out of bounds and kind of threw him very close to being a penalty there on the Titan sideline.
And Napoleon down 14-0, now threatening at the Lumen 26. Chadwell with Weatherspoon and Duncan. Gives it to Weatherspoon, and he's going to be drilled behind the line.
Pretty great play there by Kareem Harris as he got rid of the blocker and made an unassisted tackle.
Kyle Minder was there also for the helper, and it's a loss of about 2, second down and 12. Tom mentioned they're standing everywhere out here in the complex. Second down and 12. Titans up 14-0. Chadwell under center. Fakes, drops straight back and fire. Got a man wide open, and he fell down. Did he hold on to the ball? He did. Vincent was wide open. He went to turn upfield, slipped down, or he would have had some big yard, at least another 10.
Yeah, they cleared that out, and nobody was on that backside. Hunter Vincent releases and caught that pass in the left flat. Made a nice grab, but as soon as he planted, his spikes didn't bite into the turf, and he went to the ground.
Good drive for the Pirates. Third down, and they give it to Weatherspoon, and he's actually ran into his own man and went down, and it's going to be fourth and about six. So Napoleon, big fourth down play here in six.
Scott Ash taking his time getting the play call in. He sent a substitute into the game.
22-yard line, and the Pirates need a solid six here. Keep the football. Chadwell back to throw it. Has time and throws, and that's incomplete.
Under pretty good pressure again. Grant Smith hit Chadwell as he threw the pass a little bit too far. That's kind of just a... You're just kind of grasping for straws there when you just throw it into the end zone.
Yeah, they had success, Tom, the little flat passes and trying to get to the perimeter, and I don't know why they had to kind of throw the bomb there into the end zone, but they did.
Yeah, and it's obvious that they need to keep the football because now with Lou McCoy, they have shown no ability to stop the Titans.
Bo Bell spins right up the middle and has some pretty good yardage. He's out near the 29. That'll be 5 yards. They'll mark it at the 28. 5 yards on first down.
Wilson and Bonick on the stop where Napoleon brings up second and up for us.
Troy Kucha comes over to the sideline, gets the play from head coach Herb Brogan, now in his 37th year.
Pitch to Bell. And there he goes. Gets outside, easy first down. And he's drilled out of bounds over the 40 to the 44-yard line. And Bell has about 100 yards already.
Yeah. And this is Herb's 37th year as head coach, but when you throw in, he started back when I was a 10th grader in the JVs in the fall of 1971. That's an awful long time coaching at this school.
About 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Troy Kucha gets a play from Herb Brogan, the junior QB. He's really improved through the course of the year, as many of the younger Titan players have. On first down, Lathers in motion. Kucha back to throw, flicks it out here. Kyle Minder's got it. Short gain out to the 49-yard line, and very good coverage by Duncan Wilson.
Fake trap, a two-pass left. Most of the time goes to that drag man. This time it was the shallow out to the fullback. Kyle Minder made a nice grab, got a gain of five. Sets up second and five.
Second and five for the Titans.
From the Lumen Christie 48. Titans do lead 14-0 over Napoleon. 1:32 to go in the first quarter.
Winner plays Millington next week in the semis. Bo Bell got a good block. Up the middle. One man to beat. And still on his feet. He's inside the 10 to the 6-yard line. Bo Bell, amazing.
Pretty terrific run right there. Again, right up the gut. Greg Weatherspoon got him at about the 20. Couldn't make the tackle, but at least he's probably the only kid on the field that can equal Bell's speed. And they finally dragged Bell down at the Napoleon 7-yard line.
7-yard line for Lumen. Bo Bell. Irwin, Maynard, Pelletier, Morris, Smith up front. Cam White, the second tight end. They go to Kyle Minder, and he gets maybe to the 5.
Yeah, White on that little motion play where he is the extra blocker. Minder on the fullback bucket 6.
Good job by Cody Ebersol, 64. He was on the bottom. And big 72. And I don't have one. Here's Bo Bell. And he's hit at about the three.
72 for Napoleon Zach Hammond. We added him late to the roster.
72 Zach Hammond. And on that previous tackle, here's a flag against Lumen holding on the Titans.
Holding against the Titans. Back it up 10 yards and repeat second down.
So that will run it. Wow, all the way back to the 16-yard line. Bring up a second and goal from the 16. Titans already up 14-0. As we hit 34 seconds left in the first quarter. Kucha. There's the bootleg. Needs a block. He gets it. Touchdown, Lumen. Beautiful fake by Troy Kucha. And he needed one block, and he got it.
And he got it from the center, Ben Pelletier. That's a very you don't see it very often when the center pulls, but on that bootleg, and he ran it last week against Schoolcraft to perfection. This time, everybody went to the left, almost like a Statue of Liberty. He stops, Kucha does, and goes to off the right side. Great blocking by the Titans. Pelletier pulled, cleared it out, and it's 20-0 Lumen Christi with 19 seconds left in the first quarter.
Good snap. Johnson's kick is a boomer right down the middle. 21-0 Lumen. 30-second timeout. We'll be back with the Titan kick on WKHM. Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell with you. Hey, a reminder, Michigan football tonight, we've had to move that due to the Red Wing Montreal tilt tonight, so you catch Michigan, Iowa tonight on 101.9 FM. Here's the Johnson kick, and he drills it deep into the end zone for Abe Johnson. And the Pirates will go from the 20-yard line. And they are on life support right now. Down 21-0 as we get set to wrap up this first quarter. WKHM had a nice drive last time, but could not make it pay off. And so far, they cannot tackle Bo Bell, and not many teams have. First down, they go to Weatherspoon, and he is drilled. Got a couple yards, wedged it out, maybe the 22 or 3 yard line, and that should end the quarter.
Oh, it's from Minder on the spot. Carter was in there also. Second down and 7.
That'll end the first quarter. It'll be 2nd and 7 when we come back. 1 minute timeout. Lumen Christi 21, Napoleon nothing. 970 and 101.5 FM.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
Are you an elite athlete in Jackson County?
Did you know that chiropractic treats more than injuries and can help you reach your full potential on and off the field?
I am Coley Crowley. I went there during my sophomore year because I had a back injury during football season, and he helped me recover and get back to the next game. It was just easy to connect with him. Great atmosphere in that office. Got a pain. He knows how to treat it. He was always there anytime that I needed.
Manchester Family Chiropractic, located on the corner of McCain and Robinson, can help to get you back in the game and reach your full potential. Call 962-2178 today to schedule your first appointment.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And as we get started here in the second, Napoleon will have a second down and seven from their own 23-yard line. Jake Chadwell out of the shotgun. He's got Weatherspoon back there with him. He looks to throw. He throws to Wilson. Wilson got a nice block. He gets up to about the 29-yard line. Nick Thomas up to make the stop defensively for the Titans.
Well, that's what they do. They swarm defensively.
It'll be third down and about a yard for the Pirates.
And again, if Napoleon has any chance whatsoever, they have to get a first down here. They can't give the ball back to the Titans.
Chadwell under center. Goes to Weatherspoon. Got some room. And got out to the 35. Shook one arm tackle and got out to the 35.
Okay.
And he's a good running back.
Yes, he is. And, you know, that offensive line's not bad when they get a chance to breathe a little bit.
And a 35-yard line. That's a pickup of six for Greg Weatherspoon and a first down for the Pirates. But they have dug themselves a big hole here in the first quarter. As we start the second, they're down 21. Weatherspoon courts in the backfield. Two tight ends. They go to Weatherspoon. Dragged down after a couple yards.
Yeah, he was dragged down quite a bit. Brogan Sullivan, Grant Smith on the stop for the Titans of Lumen Christi. They do lead 21-0 over Napoleon, 10:45 to go, second quarter.
We'll give Weatherspoon 3 second down and seven. Lumen defense, they started with Dayton Keller. They have Ethan Miller in right now with Cam White, Grant Smith, Brogan Sullivan up front. They try to set up a screen, and Nick Thomas, what a play in the backfield. Nick Thomas out of the secondary knocks down Weatherspoon for a huge loss.
And one of the traits of the Titan defense is one of those defensive linemen, Ethan Miller, widened out with that screen man just to get in the way, and he kind of held things up so that Nick Thomas could make that tackle.
Lost 10. Third and about 16 here for Napoleon. And they're down 21-0. Tough call here. Jake Chadwell back to throw it. They give it to Weatherspoon on a draw play, and he is drilled. Brogan Sullivan got the first hit.
Cam White
Cameron White finished him off.
Yeah, they were there, and, man, that's just an awful tough going there for Napoleon. That'll set up fourth down and about 13 as they're going to have to kick the ball back to the Titans. Jake Chadwell is punting for the second time this afternoon. They had a different kid punt the first one.
Chadwell shanks it. This is straight up. And it's going to be touched at the 45-yard line. That is about maybe a 14-yard kick.
Again, a short field for Lumen Christi.
Wow.
They're hard enough to beat anyway. And we saw what happened against Water Valete when Water Valete kept giving the Titans the ball in a short field. They're good enough, but when you hand it to them like this, 21-0, 9:07 to go in the second quarter, Lumen Christi over Napoleon.
Blood in the water, and here come the Sharks. First down. 45-yard line. Kucha, two fakes. They go to Nick Thomas. Thomas fumbles the ball. Did he get it back? I think he did. Wow, Thomas almost broke it for a touchdown. The last man got him. Then he fumbled.
T-100 right half counter at 8 as the right tackle and right end, I believe, both pulled back, and Thomas carried the ball.
They're going to call him down before the fumble.
Yeah, I think that was right.
The ground was made before the fumble, so it's going to be second down and 2 for the Titans.
They'll spot the ball 37-yard line. And Lumen looks at a second and very short as they ran kind of a counter with Nick Thomas, who was slotted, got that ball on the comeback, and he almost broke that. On second down, Bo Bell. And dives for a first down. He's inside the 35 to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, one or two of the interior players, I believe. Also, Dewey Stone was that interior kid, number 12 on the stop. Scott Ash was very with high praise on Stone in our pregame show.
Krasinski, Blair, Stowe, Quartz, Ebersol up front. Linebackers, Frankie Bam, Chad Carpenter, Duncan Wilson, Weatherspoon, Hampton, Weatherspoon in the secondary. And on first down, Troy Kucha fakes to Bell, and he fires long, and that is, could have been intercepted. Pass was very underthrown.
Well, the motion across was to Sam Meisner, and then they ended up running him right up that right sideline in the motion play.
That was
two defenders there for Napoleon.
Yeah, the Ethan Weatherspoon probably should have picked that off. That was very much underthrown by Kucha. Titans up 21-0. They have a second down and 10. 34-yard line. And when in doubt, give it to Bell, and he slips down. Pretty good defensive play by Napoleon right at the 30.
Was that the Titans' first pass of the afternoon?
Yes.
You got to do it. I mean,
well, no, they threw the one little short one to Mender.
Oh, the trap pass. Yeah. But yeah, you have to do it once in a while.
Well, you have to. You got to keep them honest.
And the difference is you know, you're fully in control, so you can kind of dictate what you're doing.
Exactly. Third down, about 6 here for Lumen. Look for Lathers here. If he's in the game, and I don't know as he is. And Napoleon jumps offside. Boy, Lumen did that to Schoolcraft last week. And Napoleon jumps offside, a free 5 yards for Lumen. You just can't make that mistake
well,
here.
Scott Ash also in the pregame show when we talked to him also spoke of the discipline of Lumen Christie and how Schoolcraft wasn't last week. And then they do that. It's very tough, but you almost never, ever see Lumen Christie jump on those sorts of plays.
There's Kyle Mender. Drives for a first down on third and 1. He got about 3.
I'm not sure we've seen anybody more reliable on those short down situations than Kyle Mender, the Lumen Christie fullback. He's a good-sized kid. He's strong. He runs, holds onto the ball, both hands, shoulders over his toes, and he gets that extra yard.
And Lumen has the ball at the Napoleon 22. They're up 21-0. And there's Kyle Mender again, and not much there. Maybe 2 yards down to the 20.
You get the impression the Titans could run wide all afternoon. You do have to kind of run off tackle a few times just to see what you got.
Second down, we'll call it 8. From the 20, this is a must stop for Napoleon. Understatement. Hand it to Bell on the jet sweep. And he gets around a couple tacklers. Not much there. He's dragged down. Good play by the sophomore. Ethan Weatherspoon really stood his ground there at the sideline.
Yeah, Napoleon did a nice job stretching that out. Bell came in motion from left to his right, and they ran that at 1 off right.
He only
right
got
end.
A yard.
Yeah, and he just, the Pirates stretch that bad boy out, and Bell could not turn up field.
Third and seven here for Lumen Christi from the Napoleon 19. They go trips to the left. Kucha hands it off to Bell. And Bell dives on third down. He's about a yard short of a first down.
Noah Morris pulled and trapped that. He's the right guard. And Bell bent right back behind Morris.
They gave him a first down. How about that?
He bent right back behind Morris and got himself the first down. So the Titans marching. 5 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the first half. Lumen Christi leads Napoleon 21 to nothing.
That was a third down and seven right off left tackle. Napoleon had people there. They could not get him down. Titans shift into that two tight end. They pitch to Bell. Bell's inside the 10-5 touchdown.
That's that unbalanced again. And with 5:32 to go, Bo Bell goes 12 yards. And 5:32 to go in the first half. It's 27 to nothing, Lumen Christi.
Bo Bell with three touchdown runs here in the first half. That was the shortest one of the day. And that went about 12 yards.
How good was that play? They shifted into that unbalanced. And again, the offensive line punched that thing open.
Patience of Bo Bell to use his blockers. Abe Johnson's extra point.
Extra point hit.
28-0, Lumen Christi. 30 break, right back on WKHM.
And the award for first in quality goes to Jim's Auto Body and Service. A one-stop shop for everything automotive. Whether it's body repair for your deer accident or a complete engine swap, they have you covered. Jim's Auto Body and Service can mix the perfect color match with their computerized paint mixing system. If it's an insurance claim or out-of-pocket, all work is guaranteed. Jim's Auto Body and Service in Napoleon and online at jimsautobodyandservice.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrel. Boy, Abe Johnson has been booming them. The extra points have been no doubters today. And his last kickoff was about 8 yards deep in the end zone. Kind of a crosswind here. And this time a trickle one, and it's picked up by the fullback, Quartz, John Quartz. Just went down with it. 37-yard line. That's the best starting position.
Yeah, you're in danger of Johnson getting tuckered out from kicking so often.
And the Pirate offense back on the field. But they've been shut out. Chadwell back to throw it. Looking, and he's going to run up the middle. Now he throws, and it's incomplete.
Well, that was almost intercepted by Nick Thomas. And you know what I was just going to say?
Chadwell looked like he was over the line.
Yeah, the problem, if they start throwing like this, Lumen Christi has got a very good opportunity to intercept this.
I didn't see a flag, but he must have been right at the line when he threw that. And Lumen had it well defended. And it's second down and 10. Chadwell's just going to run it up the middle. Broke one tackle, but not two, three, and four. And
yeah, I think
he gets about a yard or so.
I think he got through Cam White, but he couldn't get rid of Grant Smith and the rest of those kids up front.
Brogan Sullivan, Alex Lasky. Now, Lasky's coming off, holding his left arm. He's had some shoulder problems this year.
Jarrett Bold into the game to replace Lasky. For Lumen Christi. 4:40 to go in the first half. Lumen Christi leads 28 to nothing.
Third and seven. Chadwell tries to, hey, flicks it over the middle, and it's caught by Duncan Wilson. 50-yard line, first down.
Yeah, almost like a screen pass there as Wilson caught the ball. Bobby Willis and Cam White makes the tackle.
So Wilson was wide open.
Ball right at midfield there for Napoleon as they get a first down.
Good play by Chadwell because the rush was coming in a big hurry.
I think it was kind of set up like that for a screen pass.
Chadwell fakes, throws. That's caught by Witherspoon. Breaks a couple tackles. He's going to be drubbed way back at the 43-yard line.
Now, you can tell how good of a running back he is. First of all, Jarrett Bolt and Nick Thomas make the tackle.
Good job,
but
Bolt.
It took several of them to get him down because he bounced off a couple of Titan defenders. Cam White leaves the field. Sam Meisner goes on, and
White holding his shoulder, and yeah. Dayton Keller is back in. And the quarterback runs. He's got room up the middle. He's going to be dragged down by Nick Minder right at midfield. Kyle Minder.
Nick made a tackle last week, too, over at Schoolcraft.
Maybe I'll get him a nickname. Third down and 10. Lumen up 28-0. And another third and long for the Pirates of Scott Ash. Witherspoon in the backfield with Chadwell out of the gun. And Chadwell looking. Flicks it out there to Witherspoon. Oh! He is destroyed. The ball is picked up. Oh, my goodness. Kareem Harris.
I don't believe he ever caught the ball.
Harris just took him apart.
Yeah, it was probably unnecessary. It's
well,
tough.
Football.
It's tough. By the way, that wasn't Harris. Wasn't that 30 Jarrett Bolt that made that hit?
I don't know if it was Bolt. Or
I think it is.
Was it Bolt?
Yeah, because the Titans coaches have just taken him off the field.
Well, that was a terrific play.
Yeah, it's a procedure penalty. Everybody kind of jumped the gun on that.
What a play by Bolt.
Yeah, Witherspoon never did handle the ball. He never caught it.
But it was in his presence.
Could have,
and
yeah.
He got
lit.
He got lit up.
Scott Ash with a question now as the officials, the white hat is talking to the official on Scott Ash's sideline, the head linesman. Now the other linesmen come in. Might as well make sure everything's okay. 2:56 to go first half. Lumen Christi leads Napoleon 28-0.
Ball's at the 50. It was a little pass in the flat out to Witherspoon, and he turned to catch the ball, and he was just destroyed by Bolt. Now, to me, that's a football play. It's a hard hit.
So now
I didn't think it was head-to-head or helmet-to-helmet.
So they didn't call that either. So it's 4th and 10, and Chadwell back to punt at his own 36-yard line. Nobody deep for Lumen Christi to receive this punt.
Chadwell gets the kick away. Nobody back, as Tom mentioned. They just let it roll, and it will roll right across the 15-yard line. Be killed there. And the Titans up 28-0. About 2:45 to go here in the first half. And I don't know if Lumen's done scoring yet. Winner plays Millington next Saturday in the state semi. Kucha Hands it off to Bell. He's out over the 15, just the 16-yard line. Tom, out of town.
Well, you mentioned the winner of this game plays Millington at a neutral site in the semis. Also in Division 6 right now, early in the game, Maple City Glen Lake leads Calumet 14-0. And in the second quarter, Leroy Pine River leads Ravenna 15-6. And those two winners would play each other in the other semi in D6.
Titans out, second and nine. Kucha back to throw it. Fires, it's caught by Bo Bell, and he breaks away, and there he goes. Nobody will catch him. He can run to Napoleon. Touchdown, 84 yards to Bo Bell. Unbelievable. Bell broke one tackle, and he's gone.
Pretty nice pass by Troy Kucha. He threw a bullet right into Bo Bell's hands. He caught it with both hands. There was a defender right on Bell's hip, but Bell was able certainly to outrun him right down the field the rest of the way, 84 yards, and a 34-0 Lumen Christi lead with 1:55 to go in the first half.
Extra point, Abe Johnson. Up and... good. 35-0. I didn't think they were done scoring.
No, and you know what?
That was a good throw, Tom.
It was a fantastic play over in the left flat. Kucha just rolled, was able to set his feet and throw a dart to Bell when Bell caught it. There was a Napoleon cornerback right next to him, but Bell shook him and went the distance, 84 yards. And with 1:55 to go, second quarter, it is Lumen Christi 35 and Napoleon nothing.
Action brought to you by the 145 Family Restaurant, Jim's Auto Body and Service, Napoleon Lawn and Leisure, Jackson Public Schools, Penn Chiropractic Center, Modern Waste, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Northwest Schools, Jackson YMCA, Manchester Family Chiropractic Center, part of our group here today on Spring Arbor Road. It's just been a nightmare right from the outset for Napoleon. And here's Abe Johnson's kickoff. Witherspoon is down at the goal line. Kicks a low driver. It rolls around. Ethan Witherspoon picks it up. And, oh, is he hit by Kareem Harris? Goodness. Kareem Harris. I think Sam Meisner got him low, and then Harris just destroyed Witherspoon up top. Ouch. And Napoleon football, 27-yard line. Four touchdowns for Bo Bell here in the first half, and one for Troy Kucha on that beautiful bootleg. Cam White is back in. So is Alex Lasky for Lumen. So that's good news. They both seem to have shoulder issues. I don't think they're going to play a lot more today.
Yeah, you just want to get out of here and get ready for next week. Make sure everybody's healthy.
1:45 to go first half. Chadwell back to throw. Meisner, he got away from Meisner. And he'll scoot out of bounds about the 32-yard line.
Probably a pretty smart play right there by Chadwell. He really was not going to force it. If he forces that, Lumen Christi gets the ball back at midfield with 1:41 to go and a 35-0 lead.
He's a good player, Chadwell.
Yes, he is.
Got to give him five, second and five for the Pirates. Had a real good drive earlier when they were down 14-0. Could not cash it in. They got to about the Lumen 20. Here's a little looping pass, intercepted. Jake Lathers picks it off. He's at the 20, breaks the tackle. Touchdown, Lumen. 40-yard pass interception. Touchdown, Jacob Lathers.
I hate to have predicted that, but you knew what was going to happen when Napoleon starts having to throw the ball like that. Jake Lathers, by the way, grabbed it at the 40, but he made a remarkable, that was a terrific return, 40 yards for the score. And now 1:29 to go with the first half, and it's 41-0 Lumen Christi.
Abe Johnson, another extra point here out of a Troy Kucha hold. Our snapper is
T.J. McCauley.
41-0. Good snap. Kick up. Kick good. 42-0. Take a 1 minute timeout, right back. 970 and 101.5 FM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
For a trip to the Final Four in Division 6, Lumen Christi up 42-0. And a low kick is covered at the 30-yard line by the Pirates. Lumen still has much of their top defense out there to clean up this first half, but you'll see, I think, a lot of backup players probably to start the second half. Maybe. Chadwell, out of the gun. He's going to throw it. Flicks it out here. It's caught by Wilson. Nice catch on a low pass. And Wilson has a first down out near the 40-yard line.
Driven out of bounds by Luke Stanton. Bobby Willis was over there as well. First down for the Pirates. We got a handful of first downs here in the first half. 1:17 to go in the first half. Titans lead 42-0.
Ball at the 40 and a whistle before the snap.
Did they snap it before the ball was put in play? I think he snapped it before the ball was put in play. That's exactly what had happened.
Yeah.
The official reset the 25-second clock. Now he whistles it into play and starts the clock.
Chadwell's going to throw again. Now he runs up the middle, escapes, one hit, big hit there. Kyle Mender.
Yeah, unassisted tackle in the middle of the field by Mender. Chadwell got a gain of about 3, sets up 2nd and 7. Just under a minute clock is running here in the first half.
Jake fires it out here in the flat, and that's almost intercepted. He threw it right behind his intended receiver, and it went to
Bobby Willis,
yeah, who was on the ground. Almost caught it.
Ball may have been deflected by the intended receiver from Napoleon, but Willis had an opportunity to grab it and couldn't, so the clock stops. 43 seconds left in the first half. When the second half starts, provided Napoleon doesn't score and make a two-point conversion here in this last 42 seconds, it'll be a running clock to start the second half.
Chadwell back to throw. Looks down the middle, and that is caught. Big hit by Stanton. Caught by Vincent.
Great grab there by Hunter Vincent over the middle.
Stanton was there just a tick late. put a good hit on Hunter Vincent. 41-yard line, though. First down, Napoleon. Chadwell to throw. Looking, now he's going to run. Now he's going to throw. Good throw to Duncan Wilson. 20-15 and runs out of bounds. About the 11-yard line.
I think Chadwell, he's on the ground.
He's hurt.
I think he stumbled as he was throwing it. He wasn't hit, but you saw him writhe in pain after he threw the ball. It looked like he was. It looked like his spikes caught in the artificial turf as he was throwing the ball. He was untouched. It went to the ground.
Good throw by Chadwell.
Two in a row.
As he hit Wilson on the fly, and Wilson almost. You know, Wilson made a very good run. He caught the ball at about the 25 or so, and was able to scoot down to the 11-yard line.
At least he's standing now with head coach Scott Ash and one of the assistants.
Hopefully it's his ankle and not his knee. He is up. And looks like he's going to be okay, Tom.
Well, he's walking off under his own power. He'll be replaced by number three, Darren Hampton, the junior at quarterback. Tough situation for Hampton. 22 seconds left in the first half. Napoleon is driving, but the Titans do lead 42-0. Pirates first down from the Titan 11.
So Hampton, the backup quarterback, we have a whistle and a timeout here for Lumen. Timeout, Lumen. Let's take a quick break, 30 break. We're right back. 970 and 101.5 FM.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
So Lumen Christie took a defensive timeout here. They're trying to keep Napoleon out of the end zone. They lead 42-0. 22 seconds left till halftime. Again, Hampton at quarterback for the shaken up Chadwell. They fake an option, and Hampton scores. Touchdown, Napoleon.
I think that's why the Titans called a timeout, because they were unaware. They had to look into their notes to see what Hampton has done at quarterback. Pretty slick little play right there for the quarterback that replaced the injured Jake Chadwell. And an 11-yard touchdown with 16 seconds to go in the first half. Titans still lead 42-6.
High snap on the extra point and a whistle. And a discussion out at the point of the kick, because the kicker got knocked down. Maybe they snapped and they weren't ready again, Tom.
It very well could have been what happened.
Because they're going to re-kick.
You got to wait until the referee whistles it and puts it into play.
Last snap was very high. This one's good. And no good. Kareem Harris went right into the backfield. And I don't know if he got a piece of that or. We're 42-6 here at halftime. 2 o'clock here at WKHM Jackson. we'll keep it right here and get this final 16 seconds out of the way. So Napoleon, nice drive and capped off by their backup quarterback, Darren Hampton. The junior came in, ran one play. They ran an option, and instead of pitching, he kept it. And I don't think anybody got a breath on him as he went that final 11 yards for the Napoleon TD. Let's see what Napoleon does on the kickoff. Lumen has 8 players up looking for an onside kick. I don't think Napoleon will do that. They kick a short little ground ball. Picked up by Bo Bell, and he takes a knee at the 19, and Lumen will probably take another knee here and run out the first half. And Lumen gets the ball to start the second half. Kucha out there. And we expect him probably just to take a knee here. Victory formation. He takes a knee, and that should put us into halftime. And it will. Titans 42, Napoleon 6 here at the half, Spring Arbor Road. And we'll take a 3 break. And we'll be back. Check that out-of-town scoreboard for you. On WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
When you think business technology, think AOS. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. American Office Solutions offers superior office equipment and services, allowing your business to strive and run the way it should. From copiers and printers to web design, IT services, and document management solutions, AOS is your one-stop source for everything business technology. American Office Solutions. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. Online at getaos.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Are you an elite athlete in Jackson County?
Did you know that chiropractic treats more than injuries and can help you reach your full potential on and off the field?
I am Coley Crowley. I went there during my sophomore year because I had a back injury during football season, and he helped me recover and get back for the next game. It was just easy to connect with him. Great atmosphere in that office. Got a pain. He knows how to treat it. He was always there anytime that I needed.
Manchester Family Chiropractic, located on the corner of McCain and Robinson, can help to get you back in the game and reach your full potential. Call 962-2170 today to schedule your first appointment.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Home, the dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers floor covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Beautiful Saturday afternoon here on Spring Arbor Road, especially for the home team. Lumen up 42-6 here at halftime. Where?
You got gloves on.
I do.
We're inside.
It's colder in here than it is in the bleachers.
Well, we don't have the benefit of the sun as the 2,000 or so people that have lined the field do have the benefit of the sun. Rab Ryder, of course, has got a hooded sweatshirt on, but you go with gloves. That's
I thought it was Halloween.
A nice touch.
Bo Bell, 11 carries, 146, three touchdowns. Troy Kucha, 2 of 3, 84 yards, but Napoleon got in such a box early, Tom. They gave up, Lumen got the ball around the 35-yard line the first two possessions, and you just can't do that.
Yeah, the first one, Bell went 31 yards. There were 9:31 to go in the first quarter, so the game was just barely getting started, and Bo Bell went his 31 yards on that first possession. It was a two-play drive. And Abe Johnson's kick made it Titans 7, Napoleon nothing. And then just 2 minutes later, at the 7:20 mark, the exact same thing happened again, and Bo Bell again went 31 yards. Johnson's kick made it 14-0, Lumen Christi over Napoleon, and now it was basically off to the races. Just 14 seconds left in the first quarter. Lumen Christi scored on a Troy Kucha, beautiful bootleg to the right. Center Ben Pelletier pulled and cleared that out. Everybody was faked out from Napoleon. It was a 16-yard run by Kucha. Abe Johnson's kick made it 21-0 at that point at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, midway through at the 5:32 mark, Bo Bell went 12 right up the gut. Johnson's kick made it 28-0. 1:55 to go in the first half. And Kucha hit Bell on just a little out pass over in the left flat. But Bell rubbed off that defender and went 84 yards. At that point, 1:55 to go in the first half. It was 35-0. Napoleon gets the ball back on the kickoff, and maybe on the second or third play, they threw an ill-advised pass. Jacob Lathers grabbed it and had a nice 40-yard touchdown return. So with a minute and 29 seconds left in the first half, the score was Lumen Christi 42, Napoleon nothing. And then right at the end of the first half, 16 seconds to go, Napoleon was able to come downfield. Their quarterback, Jake Chadwell, was injured. Darren Hampton came in and got them into the end zone on a nice 11-yard run, a little option play with him. He kept the ball on the belly. PAT was missed, and that's where we are at the half. Lumen Christi 42 and Napoleon 6.
And down the hall on 101.9 FM, Michigan State, 42-0 over Rutgers. Spartans will end their losing skid today. We'll take a three-minute break. We'll be back. Check. We've got a lot of out-of-town scores, a lot of games going on today. We'll update you here on WKHM, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
At the 145 Family Restaurant at I-94 and Sargent Road, they know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's why they serve it anytime at the 145 Family Restaurant. Frankly, what's breakfast without a slice of some of the 145's famous pie? The 145 Family Restaurant would like to wish all teams the best of luck in the postseason. The 145 Family Restaurant. Great pie, great breakfast, great food. I-94 and Sargent Road.
We gotta hurry. They're gonna be here soon.
Relax. I got it.
Don't tell me to relax. My family's gonna be here for the entire week, and we're not ready. We still need things.
All right. Kelly Express Mart is right there. They've got everything we need, including Aunt Linda's skim milk for her coffee. And I'll get a couple of pizzas for dinner tonight.
Got relatives coming over for the holidays? Kelly Express Mart will get you ready. Your one-stop shop, quick and easy, and friendly, excellent customer service. Kelly Express Mart. Everywhere you need us to be.
And the award for first in quality goes to Jim's Auto Body and Service. A one-stop shop for everything automotive. Whether it's body repair for your deer accident or a complete engine swap, they have you covered. Jim's Auto Body and Service can mix the perfect color match with their computerized paint mixing system. If it's an insurance claim or out-of-pocket, all work is guaranteed. Jim's Auto Body and Service in Napoleon and online at jimsautobodyandservice.com.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Are you an elite athlete in Jackson County?
Did you know that chiropractic treats more than injuries and can help you reach your full potential on and off the field?
I am Coley Crowley. I went there during my sophomore year because I had a back injury during football season, and he helped me recover and get back to the next game. It was just easy to connect with him. Great atmosphere in that office. Got a pain. He knows how to treat it. He was always there anytime that I needed.
Manchester Family Chiropractic, located on the corner of McCain and Robinson, can help to get you back in the game and reach your full potential. Call 962-2178. Today to schedule your first appointment.
When you think business technology, think AOS. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. American Office Solutions offers superior office equipment and services, allowing your business to strive and run the way it should. From copiers and printers to web design, IT services, and document management solutions, AOS is your one-stop source for everything business technology. American Office Solutions. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. Online at getaos.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at halftime, WKHM, WKHM.com, 970, 101.5 FM. Just got a tweet. They're listening down in Miami, Tom. That would be Miami, Florida, to the game today. On WKHM.com.
Technology is wonderful, isn't it?
42-6.
We can barely get on the air from Parma, but they can listen to us in Miami, Florida.
There you go. All Lumen Christi here at halftime. A lot of games going on across the state, including two that indirectly affect this game.
Yeah, there are 17 games going on this afternoon and evening. What Greg mentioned, the winner of this game will play Millington at a neutral site Saturday afternoon in the semifinal. In the other two matchups in Division 6, in the first one, Maple City Glen Lake leads Calumet 14-0. Now, the last score I got in on that was at the end of the first quarter. Now, a halftime score in Division 6, Leroy Pine River leads Ravenna by the score of 23-6. So if that holds up, you've got a semifinal in the other bracket with Maple City Glen Lake and Leroy Pine River. Going up to Division One right now, at the half, Detroit Catholic Central leads Granville 14-0. In Division Two, it's this game started at noon at Walled Lake Western. It's Walled Lake Western 61, Fenton 21, and there's just 3 minutes and 6 seconds left in that one. So that's going to set up a rematch between Walled Lake Western and Lowell next week in that semi. There's a 3 o'clock game in Division II with Temperance Bedford at Detroit Martin Luther King. In Division IV up in Grand Rapids, it is Grand Rapids Catholic Central 13, Escanaba nothing. That's a halftime score, as is this one in Division 4, as Detroit Country Day leads Corunna 21-7. In Division 5, over at Ithaca, at the half, we have a tie score, Frankenmuth 14, Ithaca 14. The winner of that one will play the winner of the 5 o'clock game, where Menominee is at Reed City. Grand Rapids West Catholic will play the 4 o'clock game in Division 5 today. I may have to give a listen to that one on WSMJ in St. Joe. Our good friend Phil McDonald will be carrying that. And that's West Catholic at Berrien Springs, that game at 4 o'clock. In Division 7, quite a battle in Traverse City, as Traverse City St. Francis leads Pawamo Westphalia 14-10. That's a halftime score. And in the other bracket, New Lothrop leads Ubley 13-6. Both of those were at the half. In Division 8, they're whooping it up at the Driftwood up in St. Ignace, as St. Ignace leads Norway 14-6. Awful lot of close games here in the regional finals across the state. Muskegon Catholic leads Frankfort 14-0. I would think that's quite a much of a closer score than most people would have thought. In Division 8, Royal Oak Shrine plays at Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary at 3 o'clock. And the semifinal in 8-man football, this is a halftime score. Deckerville leads Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian 22-0 at the half. If Deckerville wins, they advance to the state finals next this Friday night at Greenville High School against Powers North Central.
Michigan State has just scored again. They lead Rutgers 49-0. Michigan tonight, again, we've shifted that game. You can find Michigan and Iowa tonight, pregame at 7, kickoff 8 o'clock, 101.9 FM for Michigan and Iowa this week only for that tilt. And the Red Wings toiling on right here on 970 and 101.5 FM. Always a classic when they head into Montreal, take on the Flying Frenchman. Here it's 42-6, Lumen Christi at halftime. Let's take a three-minute timeout, and we will be back. We're getting close to the start of the second half on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Family and community is important, and no one knows that better than Modern Way Systems. Family-owned and community-grounded, Modern Way supports many local events and organizations. Modern Way Systems of Napoleon takes pride in offering dependable service from residential to commercial, or you're more than welcome to dump your own trash at the Modern Waste Transfer Station at 7219 Brooklyn Road, next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics. The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org. From autographed memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club. We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
We gotta hurry. They're gonna be here soon.
Relax. I got it.
Don't tell me to relax. My family's gonna be here for the entire week, and we're not ready. We still need things.
All right. Kelly Express Mart is right there. They've got everything we need, including Aunt Linda's skim milk for her coffee. And I'll get a couple of pizzas for dinner tonight.
Got relatives coming over for the holidays? Kelly Express Mart will get you ready. Your one-stop shop, quick and easy, and friendly, excellent customer service. Kelly Express Mart, everywhere you need us to be.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back. Just about ready to go, and the Titans will get the football to start the second half. And they're we'll start the second half with the running clock. They're up 42-6. Action brought to you by Bob Richardson, the crew at the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops. Ajax Heating and Cooling. We could use some heating up here today. Collector's Zone, Inside Peterson Jewelers, the Protection Center, American Title Company. And they must have slid some time back on the clock. Napoleon was a little late getting back out to the field.
Right. That's a that's always an issue. If they went inside, and I think they did, you know, a lot of times teams will just take them over to the end zone. But I think Scott took the team downstairs, so they had to go across the river into the gymnasium. Technically, and I know this because I got a penalty when I was head coach at Concord when we were at Quincy, was penalized for its unsportsmanlike conduct for not being on the field when the clock hits zero. Then you put the 3 minutes on for the mandatory warm-up period. The referees, I think now with the score being 42-6, it was 42-6, and he just kind of said, you know, let's let the kids run a couple sprints back and forth, and we'll just go on from there.
Not a cloud in the sky here today, but cold in our little abode here. It's pretty chilly out here today. Now, it can't be 50, can it?
You know, when I drove into the studio this morning for the morning show, it was 22.
20, 23, yeah.
You know that. You know what a concussion looks
and
like.
And you know it's chilly if I have a jacket on.
Yeah.
Now, you've got gloves. At least you got shoes on this time. Unlike when it was 22 degrees this morning in the studio and you had flip-flops on. But, you know, this is perfect. I mean, it's the third week of the playoffs. We're in the middle of November. It is just awesome out, and what a spectacular sight. I was kind of hoping this game in the afternoon would have a little more color with the trees. Pretty much the leaves are gone on the trees on the east side of the stadium here at the James C. Crowley Memorial Field. Behind us, the leaves have already changed, so the color isn't here, but it certainly is a gorgeous setting as Jaden Balnick gets ready to kick off for Napoleon.
And the second half underway, low kick, dribbling down, and the Titans fall on it, 22-yard line. Brock Fitzgerald fell on the loose ball.
You know, one of your listeners in Las Vegas just told me it's 76 degrees there.
Ooh.
That would be Manny Jimenez getting ready to accompany his daughter Beth on a half marathon tomorrow. And, of course, in Largo, Florida, Brian Bell.
Now, what do you mean, accompany?
He's going to watch her.
He's not going to run it, is he?
But Brian Bell, Nick Russo, those guys are down in Largo, Florida listening.
I thought Manny went to Vegas to listen to this game.
He is listening.
What a trooper.
He might have to be the traveling secretary on that road trip next week.
Here come the Titans on first down. They go to Minder up the middle. He gets hit hard. Got a couple yards out. Just wedged his way over the 25-yard line. Give him about 3 yards on first down. Titans have their starters out there. Zach Irwin, Austin Maynard, Ben Pelletier, Noah Morris, and the freshman Keegan Smith at right tackle. Variety of skilled players in there right now. Tobin Stanton is split wide. So is Bo Bell. Bell in motion. They fake to Bell. Wide open, Dayton Keller, 50, 45, 40, 30. They'll catch him at the 20. Can they get him down?
Well, the two Weatherspoons jumped him, and they couldn't get him down. And finally, Duncan Wilson came in, and the third man in made the tackle. Absolutely wide open as Kucha rolled through the ball to Dayton Keller. Midfield, got the ball all the way down to inside. Well, it's right on the 15-yard line.
Good to see Dayton Keller get a catch. Yeah, he's been, if he caught a ball last week.
He's been a good player for the Titans. And
very, very good. Now, he's not real fast, but there's a big target, Tom.
Look how strong he was. Both Greg Weatherspoon and Ethan Weatherspoon jumped on his back and could not bring him down.
15-yard line for the Titans. They're already up 42-6. They fake to Bell. They run the counter. Nick Thomas breaks the tackle. Touchdown, Lumen. Beautiful run by the sophomore, Nick Thomas. He ran out of a couple tackles there. And we'll give him 15 and a Titan touchdown.
Yeah, T-100 right half counter at 8 again. They pulled and led. They ran that play earlier in the game. 15 yards this time on the score for Nick Thomas. And with 9:17 to go in the third quarter, waiting this PAT, it's Lumen Christi 48 and Napoleon 6.
Extra point, Abe Johnson. Snap good. Kick up. And the kick is good.
Extra point is good by Johnson.
49-6, Lumen. 30 break. We're right back with the kick. On 970 and 101.5 FM.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And the Titans, that didn't take long. They ran a play to Minder. They ran that little fake speed play to Bo Bell, and Dayton Keller was about 15 yards behind the secondary. He rumbled down to the 15, and a beautiful run on a counter play by Nick Thomas, the sophomore who ran out of a couple tackles. Abe Johnson kicks this one deep. Weatherspoon, 3-yard line, 5, 10, 15. 20-25, broke a tackle and got out to the 26-yard line. That was a sophomore, and he's slow getting up. No, he got up, but who did not get up or got up slowly? Jacob Skrzynski, the real fine defensive player for the Pirates. Lumen, number one defense in the game. And the clock is running. And it may not stop here. And they give it to Weatherspoon, and he's drilled.
He just honestly,
Chadwell did not get back in, Tom.
Yeah, Weatherspoon just honestly hasn't gotten anywhere to go. First half, he had 11 carries for 26 yards.
Here comes Shadwell back in. That was Darren Hampton that ran that play. Yeah, Weatherspoon really limited. Levin carries 26 yards in the first half. And that one got not much over a yard. Hampton's back in. He throws, and that is incomplete.
Ethan Weatherspoon there on the intended receiver looked like he might have had a little case of alligator arms. Luke Stanton was right there to make the play. That ball probably needed to be caught.
Third down and 9 here for the Pirates. They're at their own 27. And they're down by 43. We'll keep an eye on those Division 6 games for you. Again, winner here plays Millington next Saturday. Very good team. Weatherspoon in motion. Hampton is going to be... Oh, he's just buried by Cameron White for a loss of about 3.
It looked like he hesitated, and once he hesitated and started to come back, White was right there and dropped him.
Fourth and 12 for Napoleon.
Fourth down, Napoleon and 12. They'll have to kick. Well, they don't have to, but they will.
Well, and we'll also remind you that the point differential rule is in effect with the Titans' lead of over 35 points, so the clock will continue to run.
Low snap. Good kick. Nobody back for Lumen. They'll just let it. Oh, and it took a little hop backwards for 5 yards.
Of course, there's no whistle. Had Lumen Christie wanted to, they could have picked that up. But
look like your sandwich, Tom. That backed up very nicely.
They didn't want it to back up nicely. They wanted it to keep going south.
I understand that.
I think that's what happens every now and then when I... Every now and then it bites when you don't want it to.
Gallagher in the backfield. Quarterback for the Titans, Joe Barrett.
New quarterback for Luma. That would be Joe Barrett. And a lot of backup people for the Titans here. And that's Bolt up the middle for about 2.
So the Titans have accomplished their mission. They lead 49-6 with 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the game. They've got all the subs in, or most of them anyway. Absolutely no reason to even risk anybody else getting injured. They've scored the one touchdown here at the second half on Nick Thomas's 15-yard run, set up by that nice pass from Troy Kucha to Dayton Keller. And... it's hard to believe that in a regional final, all you need to play is a couple of plays after halftime.
They pitch it to Bolt, and Bolt is still on his feet. He's down to the 44-yard line. Good pickup by Bolt of about 6 yards.
Yeah, and that's a substitute offensive line in there as well. I think the only one that's in might be the freshman at right tackle, Keegan Smith, but everybody else is a substitute.
Mike Richards in, Josh Richardson. They both played a little bit this year. I think both of them had started at least one game. Yeah, the freshman stays in. And we've got 79, Ben Hubble.
He's at left tackle, and I think Keegan Smith remains at right tackle.
We'll pick him out here as we...
Jeremy Bradley, number 9, the halfback.
They give to Bolt as snowed under in the backfield on 3rd and 1.
Set up by the interior then the falling line.
I don't see Lumen kicking.
Dick Cronk's initial hit on that stop.
4th down and 1 yard.
1st down and 1 yard.
The other offensive lineman that I didn't name was Cooper White, number 54. Titans taking as much time as possible. Clock running, 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christi with a 49-6 lead over Napoleon.
They can't run quick enough for either team. See if Lumen gets this play off in time. Looks like they will. Fourth down, short. Long count. And now Herb takes a timeout.
Well, that's pretty good. Even the substitutes get up to the line of scrimmage, and the Lumen Christi substitutes, you know, don't flinch at all. And, of course, Napoleon had already gotten nailed once. They weren't going to do it again.
Again, Michigan tonight, 101.9 FM, Michigan and Iowa. Keep that in mind if you follow Michigan on the radio with Jim Brandstatter, Dan Dierdorf. Pregame at 7, kickoff at 8 o'clock. We'll have hockey here with Detroit and Montreal. And Michigan State, last check, 49-0 lead over Rutgers. That was still in the third quarter up in East Lansing. Fourth down coming up here in a yard. Also in for Lumen. Hunter Denton, a sophomore at one of the tight end spots. And Lumen on a fourth down and one. Napoleon has 9 in the box. And they just quarterback sneak it. Looks like they've got it. Good job.
Quarterback Cooper.
Oh.
Damian Blair.
See who was the offensive center there. Did a nice job. Got a nice push, and they got the first down for quarterback Barrett. He's a sophomore. Titans lead 49-6. We are playing with a running clock here at Lumen Christi. And they pitch it out to Bradley. Bradley's hit hard. Got a yard or two. 34, Skorinski again on the stop. Jacob Skorinski, he's a junior. And he leaves the field. He was shaken up earlier, and I think he's holding his shoulder.
Got to put that Z in there. I think it's Skorinski.
Skorinski. Second down and 9. 1 minute and 35 seconds left, clock running. So Lumen and Millington, and right now Leroy, Pine River, and Maple City, Glen Lake leading anyway in the other two Division VI games. There's a good push up the middle.
Yeah, nice run up the gut there. I think that was Bold again. Oh, it was Teach out. But a good job. Just the Titans aren't going to run the score up on anybody. That clock does keep running. We're down to a minute left in the third quarter. Titans lead 49-6.
Ian Williams out there in the offensive line.
And about 5.
Tom mentioned Cooper White. No, he comes back in. And Barrett calls the play. It's a third and about 5. With Cooper White, the center. Give it to Bolt. And Bolt's hit pretty hard. He got about 2 or 3. He'll be about a yard short of a first down, fourth down. We're down to about 10 seconds left. Lumen does not have to run a play here. And they'll run the fourth down play to start the fourth quarter as the clock runs out here. Quick fourth quarter after a long halftime. 49-6. And take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come back. Fourth quarter. In this clock runner on 970 and 101.5 FM.
At the 145 Family Restaurant at I-94 and Sargent Road, they know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's why they serve it anytime at the 145 Family Restaurant. Frankly, what's breakfast without a slice of some of the 145's famous pie? The 145 Family Restaurant would like to wish all teams the best of luck in the postseason. The 145 Family Restaurant. Great pie, great breakfast, great food. I-94 and Sargent Road.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here, we start the fourth at Lumen Christi, 49-6. Titans, they have a fourth down, a long yard. Go to Bolt, and he is hit in the backfield, submarine. He did a 360. And Napoleon will take over. Lost about 2 yards. Tom?
Out of town, Greg, in Division 6 at the end of the third quarter. It's Maple City, Glen Lake over Calumet, 14-0. And in the other game, Leroy Pine River leads Ravenna 35-14. 35-14, Leroy Pine River over Ravenna, 1:01 to go in the third quarter.
Darren Hampton fires one out here, caught.
He threw a nice ball.
Lumen's got backup defense in. That'll be right at the stick.
That was Hunter Vincent on the grab. Threw a very nice ball, that being backup quarterback Darren Hampton.
C.J. Henderson on the stop.
And they gave him a first down at the 46. Hampton again looking. Down the middle, should have been intercepted. Right into the hands of number 80, Brock Fitzgerald. Couldn't hang on.
Brock Fitzgerald.
Brock is not very big. Out there to free safety. Hampton again, looking. He's going to run. Now he throws long, got a man out there, incomplete. Fitzgerald let the receiver get behind him. That's been an issue for Lumen this year out in their secondary.
Of course, these are the subs, but even the
right,
even the starters that happened at the Beecher game. I mean, Beecher could have.
Twice.
Yeah.
That happened last week.
Hey, a couple other out-of-town scores at the end of the third quarter in Division One. Detroit Catholic Central leads Granville 21-14. Division Two, it was all Walled Lake Western. Late in the game, they were leading Fenton 61-21. End of the third quarter, Grand Rapids Catholic Central leads Escanaba 20-0. And Detroit Country Day leads Corunna 21-7.
Third down and 10 here for the Pirates. Backup defense out there for Lumen. Hampton back to throw it. Looks and throws, and that is dropped.
He dropped it.
Good play by the Titan there, 37.
That was Giovanni Siciliano on the play for Lumen Christi.
That would have been a catch, but Siciliano made a very nice play on Connor Bammer. Fourth and 10. Clock running, 9.5 to go. They throw a little pass out in the flat, and that's deflected incomplete.
Yeah, it was batted down by Cody Kalahar coming off the right end.
Good job by Cody Kalahar, and Titans take over the football. Tom?
A couple other scores. In Division 7, the end of the third quarter, it is Traverse City St. Francis 14, Powama Westphalia 10. That sounds like a heck of a game.
Mm-hmm.
The other Division 7 game at the half, it was New Lothrop over Ubley 13-6. End of the third quarter in Division 8, St. Ignace leads Norway 14-12. End of the third quarter in Muskegon, it's Muskegon Catholic 21, Frankfort nothing. And Deckerville is going to beat Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. It was 22-0 in the third quarter.
Barrett hands it off up the middle. Hard run by Ronders, Blake Ronders. Or was it Ticho? Lumen has two 33s on their media guide. Go figure. Is that legal?
You can do anything you want on the media guide.
Second down and about a yard as the clock runs. Lumen up 49-6. They'll play Millington next Saturday. Action brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, Seymour Ford Lincoln, County National Bank, Advanced Fluid Technologies. They pitch it. There's some room. First down, Jared Bull trying to strip the ball away. Late whistle and a first down for Lumen.
Clock does continue to run. 7 minutes, 25 seconds left in the game. Titans lead 49-6 over the Pirates of Napoleon. Boy, could we get a day like this next Saturday?
You got to hope.
It's supposed to be clear all through the week.
It's supposed to be nice. They will play Saturday afternoon. I think all the games essentially will be 1 o'clock games next Saturday.
About the only difference is they'll bump it up. It'll be a $6 admission charge instead of $5, and they'll all be at neutral sites, and they'll all be on artificial turf.
Another run by Teachout up the middle. He almost broke that. They drag him down in the second. Official went flying. Official not very quick there. He took a flyer at the 25-yard line. They'll mark it 19, first down Lumen.
Caleb Garrison replaces Josh Richardson at right tackle for the Titans. We're down to 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the game. Lumen Christi milking as much time off the clock as they can. Even though their backups are in, they don't really want to score and make it any worse than it already is. Always applaud Herb Brogan for that.
Yep. Modern Waste, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson YMCA, Manchester Family Chiropractic Center, part of our group here.
Ryan Painter checks in, replaces Brandon Johnson. Titans took so much time, they just elected to take as much as possible and took the 5-yard penalty.
First and 15.
So a 5-yard walk-off against Lumen. Five and a half minutes to go. Now 5:25. We may count it down here. And they pitch it.
Sam Meisner
on the pitch.
According to Greg Putra, it was Walker Plate on the carry, number 6. Not in the media guide.
Not in the media guide. That's not good.
He's a good little player. He played baseball with my nephew, Nick. Walker's a good... good, solid kid.
Well, he made a yard there, second and 14.
I believe he's only in the ninth grade.
Lumen trying to run out the clock here. And this play is going to lose a lot of yardage. Pirates in the backfield. Hendrickson, CJ, on the carry there for a loss of four. Out of town, Tom?
Yeah, in Division 7, Greg, Pauwama Westphalia's Jared Smith just scored. So with 4:52 to go in the game, it's Pauwama Westphalia 17, Traverse City St. Francis 14.
Smith about as good as they come for Pauwama. Third down here in 17-18. Was there a fumble? Looks like the Titans got it. There was a fumble.
Now, that number five was not Jacob Lathers.
No.
He's standing right in front of us.
They have some JV kids out there playing. But they did not make it into the media guide.
Yeah, and most of these JV guys are in the ninth grade. What a great experience for them to play in front of this enormous crowd. I've got to give the Napoleon people credit, too, because
they stuck around.
Yeah, they've stuck around.
Good for them.
Dream season for them is going to come to an end this afternoon. They won nine straight. That's a once-in-a-lifetime, really, experience for them, and they stuck around. A lot of the faithful of this huge crowd started leaving at the end of at halftime when it was 42-6.
It was cold.
I'm not cold. Like I said, hopefully we've got as nice of a day as today, next Saturday.
Absolutely.
Remember a year ago, next Saturday, we had a foot of snow for those semis.
Napoleon football, they got it back. And they hand it to Duncan Wilson. And he's tackled out at the 35-yard line, gain of nine.
That was Jeremy Bradley on the tackle. Very excellent tackle by Bradley.
Second and one.
.155 to go. Clock running. Titans up 49-6. Hampton hands it off to Weatherspoon. Oh, he runs right through one of the tacklers. He's still on his feet.
Giovanni Siciliano hit him straight up and just kind of bounced off. So, of course,
first down, but the clock running.
Yeah, that's Greg Weatherspoon, and Greg Weatherspoon's a good football player, and the Titans were able to control him pretty much the entire afternoon. 49-6. Titans in the lead, 1:10 to go, clock running.
Here comes Hampton. Good job by Siciliano. Got away from a blocker to make the tackle.
Giovanni Siciliano again fended off his blocker and made a nice one-arm tackle against the quarterback.
Darren Hampton.
That was Hampton.
Napoleon takes a timeout. Let's take a break. 1 minute break. We'll be back and try to clean this one up. 970 and 101.5 FM.
And the award for first in quality goes to Jim's Auto Body and Service. A one-stop shop for everything automotive. Whether it's body repair for your deer accident or a complete engine swap, they have you covered. Jim's Auto Body and Service can mix the perfect color match with their computerized paint mixing system. If it's an insurance claim or out-of-pocket, all work is guaranteed. Jim's Auto Body and Service in Napoleon and online at jimsautobodyandservice.com.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Thirty seconds left in the game. Napoleon has just thrown an incomplete pass, and if they don't hurry, they won't get another playoff. They retrieve the ball from downfield, and the clock is running, and we have under 10 seconds. We're down to five. And Napoleon trying to get a snap off here before the, and they do. Hampton sets up a little screen to Weatherspoon, and he fell down. Final score, Lumen Christie 49, Napoleon 6. Game was over early. Take our post-game break, and we will be back. Wrap this one up on 970 and 101.5 FM.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Bounty Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
At the 145 Family Restaurant at I-94 and Sargent Road, they know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's why they serve it anytime at the 145 Family Restaurant. Frankly, what's breakfast without a slice of some of the 145's famous pie? The 145 Family Restaurant would like to wish all teams the best of luck in the postseason. The 145 Family Restaurant. Great pie, great breakfast, great food. I-94 and Sargent Road.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Family and community is important, and no one knows that better than Modern Way Systems. Family-owned and community-grounded, Modern Way supports many local events and organizations. Modern Way Systems of Napoleon takes pride in offering dependable service from residential to commercial, or you're more than welcome to dump your own trash at the Modern Waste Transfer Station at 7219 Brooklyn Road, next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Home. The dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
The final here, so the Titans make it to the semifinals next week. They'll play Millington That site will be determined at a later date, probably by tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be out tomorrow. They don't do it officially till Monday, but it'll be out.
Yeah. We'll find out, and we'll let you know.
And they're all in the afternoon, and they're all at a really good site. I mean, it's a semi. They're not going to put it.
No reason not to. Subway Sub Shop player of the game, Nick Thomas, today for Lumen Christi. Of course, Bo Bell ran wild in the first half, but we'll go with Nick Thomas.
As you say, you can go with Bell every week.
Yeah, go with that every week. Thomas made a couple great plays last week, and thought he had a very strong game here again today for the Titans in the 49-6 win here. Michigan State final there, 49-0 over Rutgers. Michigan tonight on 101.9 FM, Michigan and the Hawkeyes. Our coverage starts tonight at 7, 8 o'clock kick. And again, here on 970, Montreal and the Red Wings tonight at 7 o'clock. Quick break. We'll check all the out-of-town scores when we come back. Again, the final here, Lumen 49, Napoleon 6.
Are you an elite athlete in Jackson County?
Did you know that chiropractic treats more than injuries and can help you reach your full potential on and off the field?
I am Coley Crowley. I went there during my sophomore year because I had a back injury during football season, and he helped me recover and get back to the next game. It was just easy to connect with him. Great atmosphere in that office. Got a pain. He knows how to treat it. He was always there anytime that I needed.
Manchester Family Chiropractic, located on the corner of McCain and Robinson, can help to get you back in the game and reach your full potential. Call 962-2178. Today to schedule your first appointment.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
And the award for first in quality goes to Jim's Auto Body and Service. A one-stop shop for everything automotive. Whether it's body repair for your deer accident or a complete engine swap, they have you covered. Jim's Auto Body and Service can mix the perfect color match with their computerized paint mixing system. If it's an insurance claim or out-of-pocket, all work is guaranteed. Jim's Auto Body and Service in Napoleon and online at jimsautobodyandservice.com.
When you think business technology, think AOS. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. American Office Solutions offers superior office equipment and services, allowing your business to strive and run the way it should. From copiers and printers to web design, IT services, and document management solutions, AOS is your one-stop source for everything business technology. American Office Solutions. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. Online at getaos.com. Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
A couple stats here from the clipboard of John Cummings. Bo Bell never carried the ball in the second half. 11 carries, 146, three touchdowns.
And he really shouldn't have carried the ball in the second half. He's got to play one and hopefully two more afternoons.
Troy Kucha was 3 of 4, 148 yards, one touchdown. Two very long completions of those. Lumen, let's face it, they didn't have to throw the ball at all.
That's a very nice luxury to have. And can you think of anybody that's improved as much as Troy Kucha?
Yeah, he's really played well. Greg Witherspoon, 14 carries, 41 yards for the Pirates of Napoleon. So Bo Bell right now is over 2,200 yards on the season. Three more he's got 29 touchdowns. Some gaudy, gaudy numbers for number four, and two games to go. Before we leave you, Tom, a lot of scores trickling in from the out-of-town scoreboard. Again, if you're just stopping by, 49-6. Here our final for Lumen Christi. They'll play Millington next Saturday.
Well, let's go around the state. In Division One, with 2:34 to go in the game, Detroit Catholic Central leads Granville 28-14. Division Two game, at the end of the third quarter, I didn't get a final, but at the end of the third, Walled Lake Western was leading Fenton 61-21. And that will set up a Walled Lake Western Lowell semifinal. That'll be a pretty good one. In Division 4, at the end of the third quarter, Grand Rapids Catholic Central was leading Escanaba 20-0. At the end of the third quarter in Division 4, Detroit Country Day leads Corunna 21-7. In Division 5, Frankenmuth has roared back. Frankenmuth leads Ithaca 28-17. Frankenmuth, as we talked on the morning show, Millington has one loss on this season, and that was a 24-7 loss to Frankenmuth, who are, I believe, undefeated. So the Eagles of Frankenmuth lead Ithaca 28-17, 10:53 to go in the game. In Division 6, they are both finals now. The semifinal bracket is set on the other side of Lumen Christi's on the state, as Maple City Glen Lake has beaten Calumet in the Upper Peninsula by the score of 14-0. So Maple City Glen Lake advances. They'll play Leroy Pine River, as Leroy Pine River pounded Ravenna 42-14.
Wow.
Pine River is now, they've got three losses. They were a 6-3, and now Leroy Pine River.
I thought they just had a canoeing team.
Now Pine River is 9-3.
You ever been on the Pine?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Many of our listeners have canoed with me on the Pine. Matter of fact, defensive coordinator Joe Williams and I were canoe partners. We took it as a race.
I bet that was good.
So the final four set in Division 6, Maple City Glen Lake against Leroy Pine River and Lumen Christi.
You had to be better than me and Kevin DeMay, as we lasted about 100 yards and lost all our gear.
We did lose a canoe once, but that's a story for another.
Our gear consisted of.
Yeah, I do know. So Division 6, Maple City Glen Lake against Leroy Pine River, and Lumen Christi against Millington. A final in Division 7, probably an upset to some people. Pawama Westphalia has beaten Traverse City St. Francis. PW 17, Traverse City St. Francis 14. The other Division 7 games got about 2 minutes to go. Ubley leads New Lothrop 22-13. A final in Division 8, they are enjoying their planked whitefish at the Driftwood in St. Ignace. As St. Ignace holds on and beats Norway 14-12. In the other game in Division 8, end of the third quarter, it was Muskegon Catholic 35, Frankfort nothing. And in eight-man football, Deckerville was leading Wyoming Tri-Unity 36-0 very late in that game. So that'll set up a Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. I'm sorry, a Deckerville against Powers North Central State Final in Division 9. It's eight-man football Friday night, the final at Greenville High School.
Again, Lumen Christi on to play Millington. The other two teams that won on the other side, Leroy Pine River and Maple City Glen Lake. I think they probably surprised both of those.
They're 10-2. I'm surprised they beat Calumet.
Maple City, much noted for their basketball program up there. And obviously they've got a pretty good football operation going this year.
Look at this scene, Greg. This game has been over for 20, 25 minutes. There's people all over the place. Lumen Christi doesn't want to leave the field. This is their last home game. So all of their parents and grandparents and girlfriends and well-wishers are out here. Same with Napoleon. Napoleon got beat pretty soundly, and those kids don't want to leave the field, as they're over on the far sideline with all of their huge group of people that came and supported the Pirates.
Well, congratulations to Scott Ash and the Pirates. Fantastic year. They won 9 straight games. You look at a Cascade school coming in to play Lumen, you're just, Tom, you're in over your head. No hiding that secret. But a great year for Napoleon. The big win over Grass Lake. The incredible win over Center in the first round of the playoffs. Looked like they were out of it and came back and won that late.
Yeah, they won that 25-24. So really great season. 9 wins in a row for Napoleon. They end the season with a 9-3 record. By the way, as I'm checking the out-of-town scoreboard, Ithaca's come back, and they've scored. So in Division 5, it's now Frankenmuth 28, Ithaca 20, with just under 8 minutes to go in that game.
Never count Ithaca out.
Well, no, they win a lot of games
late. Yeah, they sure do. 49-6, again, the final here for Lumen Christi, and they'll play next Saturday afternoon. And, of course, we will be there, that semifinal tilt. Again, a reminder, Michigan normally heard on this network tonight. We've moved it to 101.9 FM if you're looking for Michigan and Iowa. Good job, Ratch. We'll see you, keep you in the state of Michigan for another week.
Another week or two.
For Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell, GOC, at Lumen Christi, the final again, the Titans 49, Napoleon 6. And we say thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM was brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, B&G Landscape, Penn Chiropractic Center, MVP Sports Store, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, The Collector Zone, Al Rose Steel, American Title Company, The Protection Center, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Advanced Fluid Technology, Northwest Community Schools, Shanko Boot Shop, Brembo, The Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.